doing this for over a year, you know. I have, really.
I think you've been doing it for 2 years. You haven't been running the board for 2 years.
Yeah, I mean this.
This thing that you're doing with your hands.
I needed to get your trust for a while before you would let me go near the expensive equipment.
Oh, man. I didn't want you anywhere near it for a long time.
You said I was going to be 16 the first time I went near it.
Wrong.
Yeah. You said I was going to be 16 the first time I got a phone.
Well, I didn't get you your first phone. I was just
9.
An innocent bystander, like, wishing that it hadn't happened.
What do you... Is
it? Has that traffic light always been there? I've never noticed it before.
Okay, so we have a special guest today, Julia.
If she's not frightened out of her wits.
No.
Oh, Julia, I forgot to tell you something.
Oh, jeez.
What?
Put your mouth like that close to the microphone.
Okay.
Without touching it. You don't want to actually touch it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you do want to be close to it.
Kissing okay. The microphone.
My first time, so not
necessary.
Really sure how this works.
Yeah. You're good so far. You're doing great.
You're doing amazing.
Well, I haven't broken anything yet, so.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's perfect. You
beat my first time. You're from Portland.
Yeah.
Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is a big difference.
Yes,
definitely.
Very, very different.
Yeah. You used to live here, though. So,
yeah,
you know.
I lived here for like 8 years, so it's weird coming back here.
Maybe turn her mic up because she's... Yeah.
You know, I can hear her fine. I think you have...
I know, but it's because you're in the room with her.
I really don't think that's it.
Okay. Next.
Okay.
Julia, yeah, haven't you been on the show like via Skype before?
Did you ever
FaceTime or Skype?
I don't think so. Was I?
Maybe once.
Maybe.
Really?
Maybe it's something we talked about a lot, and we always thought, well, Julia is still in school because she's 3 hours ahead or behind.
No, I think you did it once when you had a day off a while back.
No, I think we were just talking about it, but we never actually did it.
Oh. Yeah, me and Julia have been friends for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is...
So tell us how it feels to be back in Columbia County. Were you... Okay, how old were you when you moved and how old were you when you lived here?
Well, I have lived here since I was like... I was here from like 2 or 3 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a long... I lived here for a long, long time. And then I moved to Portland and it's...
Oregon.
Yeah, Portland, Oregon. Not Portland, Maine. But it's pretty weird being back here. It's great. I grew up here, so it's pretty weird.
Tell everybody about the 8th birthday party.
Oh yeah. So for my 8th birthday party, my mom hung ribbons from trees in a cemetery. I know it sounds kind of weird, but it was amazing. And that was like, 5 years ago, and we just came, we went to the cemetery just today, and me and my mom hung crowns from ribbons, and we found ribbons still hanging from the trees. It was really, really weird. They looked old.
Brand new.
Yeah, they look brand new.
They've been hanging from trees in Valencia for 5 years, and nobody took them down or disturbed them or anything. And it was because of your mom and your birthday party.
Yep.
That was your 8th birthday party?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I wonder if anybody who's listening has ever seen what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And wondered.
I think we're the only people who take lovely strolls through the local cemeteries. Hate to say it.
And have your parties there.
At birthday parties. Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
Average lifestyle.
Yep.
I don't really...
We could have we live close to a cemetery. You could have a birthday party in January.
Yeah, you know,
in
just
a cemetery.
Do some satanic rituals. No biggie.
Bundle up.
Yeah.
That's all. But you have a November birthday.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool that you were able to do that.
Yeah, well, my mom likes to throw me parties, so.
Your mom's a party person.
Yes, she is.
She loves parties.
Yep.
So your mom, you and your mom are both visiting, and your mom shrewdly asked someone other than me to throw her a party. Like, I am sure
that was a good choice.
It was a really good choice.
You would have hung up two streamers and I don't baked think I would a really good rhubarb cake and called it a party.
I would have been like, hey, let's get takeout Chinese for everybody.
You know, I think our families are pretty much the most opposite families you could possibly imagine. Like,
yep.
You guys, what do I pack when I go on vacation? What, like two flannel shirts and a pair of pajama pants?
Yeah, we pack like everything in our closet.
Literally, she's coming from Oregon to stay with us. I think the bag she packed has more clothes in it than my entire wardrobe literally has all in all right now.
Yeah.
Okay, this was amazing. Your mom dumped a bag of jewelry on the bed and you guys like went through and, and chose jewelry for your outfits tonight. Okay, A, I don't own any jewelry.
I don't even have my ears pierced.
Yeah.
And B, I don't plan my out. Then I don't plan an outfit.
You were, there was this awesome conversation earlier.
It's so cute.
You said, you know, you can put patterns on patterns, and everyone just, we were trying to decide what Julia should wear to this party later.
Yes.
And you picked out a patterned pair of pants and a polka dotted shirt, and said, "How about these?" And Julia said, "No, you can't mix patterns." And you said, "Yes, you can." And we kind of just stared at you because...
I think I said, "Yes, you can if you're a freak," or something like that.
Well,
like
after that, yeah. After you realized that we weren't really going along with where
yeah,
what you want.
Yeah, patterns on patterns just usually do not end up well.
Well, you know, the whole thing of matching, I've been a matcher for most of my life. I like everything to match. I mean, listen... Jeans and t-shirts. That's pretty much my wardrobe. Occasional skirt, occasional dress.
Oh, come on. You wear skirts and dresses a lot.
But okay. I'm just saying, like, I don't have a very, I'm fairly
regimented.
And
you wear
regimented.
Corduroys a lot. And like colored pants. You have a lot of colored pants.
Is that good? That shows I have variety?
Sure. Yeah.
All right.
Basically, I have like three pairs of shorts and maybe five pairs of pants, and then
got a lot of t-shirts.
I have a lot of t-shirts, and I don't wear about half of them.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, me and my mom have got like a lot of dresses and a lot of skirts and a lot of jewelry.
I have one dress.
You know?
I own one dress, and I don't own a single skirt.
Yeah. Do you know what?
I brought two dresses and a skirt on this trip.
Well, you were going to a graduation and stuff.
Yeah,
you were going
well,
to a fairly.
But one of them was just, one of them was casual, and one of them was fancy, and then I wore my skirt to like a barbecue. So.
You guys definitely are into getting dressed. Like you're into it. It's like, hey.
Are you talking to me too?
No, Julia and Sue.
Oh, okay.
Like, hey, we're going to get dressed up. What should we, you think about it like hours in advance and.
Yep. Yes. Yes. We do that a lot.
We're kind of, we just. Loretta, do you know what happened?
What?
I took some laundry out the other day and I was like, what is this? And I started pulling this long tan thing out and it's part of your dress. It's like the belt for your dress and it randomly ended up in the dryer and I just pulled this big long fabric tan. I was like, how did that get there? Where is your dress?
Oh, God, I don't know.
It wasn't in the closet.
I've worn a dress like twice since I was 8. I don't know.
You wore it to Lily's bar mitzvah.
That's it.
We haven't seen it since. That was
it,
like
it disappeared
December.
Disappeared into the black hole that is our house.
It's a small black hole.
It's black hole all the same.
So this is Loretta's radio show.
Basically.
Yep.
If there's a TV show you'd like to vent about, you know, just... stuff like that.
No.
That's basically, you know.
Yeah.
You're a Doctor Who fan,
yes,
right?
Of course.
Of course.
But I don't want to vent about it or else I'll start going into specific details.
She can't. She's not allowed to because I've been watching Doctor Who and she's going to give me spoilers. And
yeah, so
I'm so not okay with that.
The only stuff that I can vent about is in like the 7th season or the 6th season or like the 5th season or even the 4th season. And you're not there yet.
Not there yet.
Once you get there, I'll be able to vent about it.
Yeah.
But Doctor Who is amazing. Just to all the people who don't watch Doctor Who.
It's a pretty good show.
It's amazing.
Do you like Brendan Cumberbatch? What's his name?
Oh my God.
Brandon Cumberbatch.
Why?
Benetton Cumberbunch. What's his name? Blender Cumberbatch. What's his name?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
It rolls right off the tongue. Benedict Cumberbatch.
That's it. You've
Do
got
you
it.
Like him, Julia?
Who does he play again?
Sherlock. He's Sherlock in yeah. Sherlock.
Oh, shoot. I got the wrong show.
Who were you trying to talk about?
David
Doctor
Tennant?
Who?
Which
David
which,
Tennant, Christopher Eccleston, Matt Smith, Billy Piper.
I don't know.
Describe Karen Gillan.
Describe the hair.
No, I wanted to talk about Brandon Cumberbund, whatever his name is.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, him. That guy. It's Khan.
Khan.
Yeah.
There we go.
I like him.
Khan.
He's good.
Yeah, he's
wrong
he's,
show.
He's
though.
Really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was Khan in Star Trek. He's the bad guy. Yeah.
We still need to go see that.
We do. I am dead set on taking Julia to see the new Star Trek movie.
I think we're going to go tomorrow.
Great.
Yes.
She needs to see it. Benedict in that movie, he is such a fantastic actor. If you watch him in that movie and then you watch him in Sherlock, it's like
totally different people.
Oh my God.
Does he play Sherlock?
Yeah. He plays Sherlock.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. That's a stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Loretta, now you're reading Sherlock Holmes.
I am. I'm really getting deeper into my fandoms. I'm watching the original Star Trek series. I'm reading the Sherlock Holmes books.
Better not start any new stuff or else your brain will just explode.
I know. Six shows at once, that's a lot already. I need to get past. After I finish watching these six shows, I don't know what's going to be next.
Revolution? Yes.
Game of Thrones looks pretty good.
I want to watch Game of Thrones.
It's gonna have Zachary Quinto in the fourth season.
It's got, what's his name? I can't remember anybody's names. Peter Dinkelheimer? What's his name? The dwarf. Dinklage. Dinklage.
I don't know.
His name
him.
Is Dinklage.
I don't know.
He came into the spotty dog.
So did Hugh Dancy. That's.
Yeah.
Can we just like focus on that for a minute? Hugh Dancy was in the spotty dog.
He could be listening right now, and then it would be really embarrassing.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Do you know who comes into the spotty dog?
Who?
Mark LaCoy.
I don't know that person.
He's just a guy. You know who else comes in?
Who?
Benji.
I think I know Benji.
Yeah. Noah comes in.
These are local people. They're not from my TV shows.
Jessana. She comes in. Olivia. Charlotte.
I can't.
I'm just trying to name normal people who come in so it's not like we're focusing on celebrities. That's all.
But we are focusing on celebrities.
I'm trying not to.
It's not working well.
In the one in a million chance that Hugh Dancy's actually listening to the radio right now, I just don't want him to feel persecuted or singled out in any way. Because, you know, he's not.
Are we good now? Can
you play a song?
Yeah.
Get us out of here. Save us from ourselves, Loretta.
We never decide what we're going to play. I have five songs.
Just put it on shuffle.
It's not doing the thing.
Your thing isn't on. None of your buttons are pushed.
No, but it wasn't playing. Like
the top one isn't pushed either, is it?
Yeah, it is. It's on the program.
Right.
But no, it wasn't. Playing,
your iPod isn't working?
Yeah, it's. Here we go.
Nice.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone, and some remain. Love them all. before. I know I'll often stop and think about them.
In My Life by the Beatles.
How did you afford that?
Oh, God. Please don't ever bring that up again. Oh, God, please. Do you want to explain what was going through your head, like the thought process that went into last week's show?
No idea.
Just I think give actually, people a little bit of background.
You know what, Loretta? I think this half hour is turning into my most madcap, irreverent week, half hour of my week. I think I just come in here and my mind just starts sort of going off like firecrackers. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's not my show.
I don't know.
I'm like a sidekick.
How am I supposed to respond to that?
I love being a sidekick.
Is that how...
You get to really mess stuff up.
Well, sidekicks are awesome.
So. Sidekicks are good.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
John Watson. John Watson's a pretty cool sidekick.
Yes. There you go.
Very cool.
So much more fun than
Sherlock. Doctor's Companion.
Yes, all of them. It's amazing.
Castiel.
Stimpy. Right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Spock.
Definitely Spock. So much better.
And Bones.
I would so much rather be Spock.
No, Kirk. I don't know. I'm not saying that the sidekick is always better. Sherlock is pretty great, too.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe you're right.
They're both pretty. And there's no way I could pick between Dean and Cass. That's not even a question you can ask me anymore.
They're not... None of them are really a sidekick. They don't really... You know Cass who's a sidekick? Sidekick. Kevin. He's like a sidekick.
Kevin!
He's a fun sidekick, though.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Who else is a sidekick? Bobby was
Ruby.
Kind of a...
Not Ruby. What's her name? The little... Yeah. Who's the little blonde one? Is that Ruby?
Well...
The second Ruby?
The second... I hate little both blonde Rubies. One. Don't mention Ruby. Ruby is the bane of my existence.
Oh.
She's not their sidekick. She started the apocalypse. She got Sam addicted to demon blood.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I missed that episode. I'm sort of
Oh, you mean that those two seasons?
Yeah, I missed those two seasons.
Yeah, just kind of, you know, didn't I We live together. You should know about
Do you know what's happening is that you aren't talking about Supernatural 24 hours a day anymore.
I just think about it a lot now.
Yeah,
I think about it and watch it. And I control myself a lot better now. And I'm like, I mean, like if someone mentions the word Dean, I mean, instantly it comes to mind, Dean Winchester. But I don't say it because I've learned to control myself.
Mm. But you should already know that because I haven't we text like, I don't know, like not that often. And even I know that she hates Ruby, especially Ruby 2.0.
Yeah. Ruby 2.0. Definitely. Ruby 1.0 wasn't trying to get Sam addicted to demon blood. Ruby 2.0. What?
Meg. That's who I meant.
Meg. Love
okay.
Meg.
I didn't
Meg
mean Ruby. I meant Meg.
Meg is
blonde,
the one good
right?
demon.
Meg
no.
is like little blonde.
Well, I mean, at first she was.
Second Meg.
Second
first,
Meg.
Yeah.
I like second Meg a little bit better.
Yeah. That's who I meant.
Julia can't really.
And who killed her? Somebody killed her, right?
Crowley killed her.
Season 8
was a bad season for Crowley. Crowley is generally pretty cool. He's a pretty cool king of hell. But, you know, he wasn't so cool in the 8th season. He was mean and he killed Samandriel and... Well, he didn't kill Samandriel.
That's the episode that Tom DiPietro watched.
He made Naomi kill Samandriel. He gave Samandriel away and Naomi killed Should we maybe explain this a little bit to
no,
anyone?
No, let's change the subject.
All right.
Julia, what do you guys talk about in Portland?
We talk about crafts. We talk about...
That is so cute.
books and other really, really nerdy stuff.
Oh, that's adorable.
That's so sweet.
Because Portland is kind of crafty and nerdy and geeky and all bundled into one.
Portland's great. We had such a good time there last year.
Yeah.
Two big memories of Portland, Powell's Books.
Yes.
Loved that.
Powell's is amazing.
And loved the movie theater with the big couches.
Oh, McGinnis?
Yeah. Yeah, that was great.
Why don't they have those up here?
I don't know. They should have one in Hudson.
They really should.
Yeah, it's basically McMinimum's is refurbished old schools. So...
Can you say the name? I never got the name straight. McMinimum's.
McMinimum's.
McMinimum's. McMinimum's.
And I think we went to the Kennedy School.
Yes.
Yeah. And yeah, it's super cheap, super awesome, and you get to sit on couches, so.
They have a bar, too. Not that we did that, but. They had pizza, right?
Should we play some music?
All right.
Yeah.
One of you guys, pick a song.
You pick, Julia.
What songs do you have?
Another Way to Die, Fell in Love with a Girl, The Rote and the Writ, Cosmic Love.
What's the song that you were showing me in the car?
The Florence and the Machine one?
No, the one by, what's her name? Marina and the Diamonds?
Oh, right, Obsession.
Yeah, that was, I like that one.
You forgot about that one, didn't
you?
Yeah,
I forgot about it.
Didn't put that on the playlist.
Did you tell everybody what radio station we're listening to?
90.7 FM. It's Super Radio Maniac Fun with Loretta and Julia, and occasionally Mom. Here's Obsessions by Marina and the Diamonds.
I'm usually here.
Okay. Give me a cigarette. Last night's love affair is looking vulnerable in my bed. Silk, she blew down. Call gay tongue warm. Won't you quit your crying? I can't sleep. One minute I'm a little sweetheart, and next minute you are an absolute creep. We've got obsessions. I wanna wipe out all the sad ideas that come to me when I am holding you. We've got obsessions. All you ever think about are sick ideas involving me.
last night's love affair is looking vulnerable again.
Obsessions by Marina and the Diamonds.
Such a great song.
Yeah, I think so too.
Your new favorite band?
It's just one person.
Your new favorite person?
It's not
Why
a band.
Why is it called Marina and the Diamonds?
The
if
Diamonds
it's not
is a reference to her fans.
Oh, you've told me that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're really into watching the old Star Trek, right?
I am. It's great.
Okay, here's a show. Here's an old show that I want to watch with you.
Right.
The old Batman. So cheesy. It is so hilarious.
Why can't I just watch Star Trek?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, remember the Trouble with Tribbles from last night?
Oh my God. We were watching the Trouble with Tribbles. I've shown it to like half my friends at this point.
Yeah, I finished
Even
it.
Even I watched it.
I only have like 6 friends, so that's not really a lot, but still. It's really good, isn't it?
Yes, it's hilarious.
Did you finish the episode?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
It's great, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, when he opens the cupboard and the Tribbles just... There's this bit, I probably talked about this before, but there's a bit where Kirk,
yeah,
the captain, opens a cabinet and his ship is infested with these adorable fuzzy little creatures called Tribbles. So he opens a cabinet and all these Tribbles, like this mountain of Tribbles, just falls on him.
And they keep just falling and falling.
So according to Tumblr, which is pretty accurate generally,
mm-hmm.
The reason why there were so many Tribbles was because the crew who was throwing the Tribbles at him, William Shatner, who played Kirk, they kept throwing them at him because they didn't like him. So their way of getting back at him was to continuously throw more Tribbles on him.
Well,
yeah.
That's interesting.
It is, isn't it?
But that's mean.
I would not mind being pelted with Tribbles, actually. That seems like a fun way to be.
Well, actually, that would be kind of... I don't really... The Tribbles are kind of creepy looking.
I love them.
I mean, yeah, they're kind of cute, but
they purr. They're so cute.
But they don't really do anything.
They can scooch towards you and they purr. And
if you throw a stick, will it go fetch it?
No,
that's my that's my experiment. If you throw a stick before a Tribble,
it doesn't have a mouth.
Is that your measure for anything, Julia? Like,
well, you know.
What about frogs? Frogs can't fetch sticks.
Well, frogs have a different measure of awesomeness.
Well, why don't Tribbles have their own measure of awesomeness?
Well, because they don't really do anything.
They provide you with love.
Yeah.
And they purr. And it's cute.
Why can't I have an active Tribble?
Because they don't have arms or legs or opposable thumbs.
Well, they can scooch around like worms.
Actually, I'm not so sure that's true because they were eating the grain.
Yeah, how do they get... Exactly, so they do have mouths. What are they going to do? Like, maybe they just like their fur?
Maybe they just absorb it.
Uh-huh.
I should play a song.
Yeah.
Your show's almost over.
Here's Fall in Love with a Girl by the White Stripes.
Well, wait, don't play that.
Too bad.
Cheating now.